It's time for the emergency break of the week.
So what's going to happen to the kids?
Well,
oh.
What do you mean? Aren't these her kids?
Yeah, they died.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
I didn't get that part of the story.
Yeah, that was at the beginning.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when you leave your kids locked in a hot car.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Didn't have to wait long for your e-brake winner.
Embarrassing, isn't it? Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, as we approach 8 o'clock here on The Ticket, it's time for the e-brake brought to us by Classic BMW. Great Jim Kern just dropped by and said hi to us.
Man, we're here at the Dallas Safari Club Convention, their big expo, Mogambo, and having a booth out here is Jim Kern, the legendary Rangers reliever. He just came by to say hi. One of my favorite baseball players growing up. I just thanked him for autographing a baseball card that I mailed to him when I was a kid. He sent it back. I loved Jim Kern.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Junior just thanked him for doing what he did to his body.
Still real to him.
Still real to Junior.
Rolaids Fireman of the Year.
Dang right. All right. Let's get to the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is the Great Gordo. This is a bit of an inception e-break because it happened during the e-break last Friday when a little kid called up the vote. We were all taken aback by that. And then Gordo had to ask about parental figures in that kid's life, and this happened.
Hello, sports caller. You are on the air.
I'd like to vote for Norm.
Oh, wait, okay.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Well, what's your dad doing letting you listen to the ticket?
Or mom?
She's been listening with me every morning.
Dude, does the mommy know that you're letting your daughter listen to the ticket?
She knows from heaven now, but yes, she knows.
Oh, my gosh.
Way to go, Gordon. You did it again.
I most certainly express my condolences.
Sorry, buddy, and I'm glad the ticket can give you a little bit of comfort on a Friday morning.
She's a family.
She loves helping and getting on every practice. Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thanks for the Norm vote.
Certainly.
Gordon.
Every day should be Christmas for you.
Yes, it should be.
This next week. Yeah.
You have an amazing ability to step in bear traps.
What are you talking about?
What we just heard. That's what we're talking about.
How is that a bear trap? That's not a bear trap.
You just had to ask, what about your mom? What'd she think?
I did not ask with that tone of voice.
Sounded like they were on speakers, so the kid heard you ask about the now deceased mother, so probably brought a tear to the kid's eye.
Because I was remembering her. You know? I was the only one of the three of us that had the guts to remember the mother at that time.
You know, superficially, you like to avoid bear traps, but deep down, you seek them.
No.
You love them.
No.
Yeah. You don't try to avoid them. You try to find them. You're a freak.
What?
That's what you are.
No, you're not a freaking talk show. You're a freak.
Freak!
No, and I was the only one who had the guts to tell that little kid that because of the loss of the mother, that every day should be Christmas for them. That was very sweet.
That doesn't make up for just pressing too far.
That really made up for it.
They hung up and then drove the rest of the way to school in silence.
They did not.
No, they did.
No, they had a
great
laugh.
Maybe listening this morning, too.
They had a great laugh that they were on the ticket, and they thought that was fun to be on the ticket.
All right, well, Gordo is candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the hard line. This is Danny cracking a very unfortunate comment.
All right, how about a nice concert calendar here?
I don't know how nice it's going to be.
Oh, of course it'll be nice. It always is.
Hey, in the Rodney Atkins song, Watching You, where he eats all his food, do you think the song would have been received if it says, "In my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with C and ended with sucker." Would that be bad?
It's happening.
I think there's more than four letters in it.
He's your friend.
Yeah, that's a... It's a case of poor spelling.
A 4-year-old said a 12-letter word. Anyway, back to you guys. Just something we were
kicking around in
kicking
there.
Around, whoa. Yeah.
Spitballing in there.
Anyway, back to you guys after all of that.
You can always tell when Danny's setting up a joke because he starts that dip-de-doo kind of cadence. Would it have been weird if he...
I've never noticed that before. I have to look for that.
Yes.
All right, so there is Danny.
As
candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from this very show, the Morning Musers. And this just happened a matter of hours ago.
Wow, quick turnaround.
When Junior Miller was reading an email from an irate Texas Tech fan and trying to explain why we're going to say some things from time to time that aren't going to sit well with college football fans, Junior got a little worked up and dropped an S-bomb.
That they're saying bad things about us on the Texas Tech message boards does not move my needle to make me want to say, wow, I better stop saying negative things about the Texas Tech football program, which hasn't won jack sh**. Sorry.
Whoa. Whoa.
We dumped it. We caught it in time.
Heavens.
Oh, my Lord.
Man.
What the heck?
You know, I appreciate your passion, but you know you can't say that word.
Goodness.
That's my first cussing in 25 years.
This was it.
That's how worked up that got me. Let me explain that. That's the first time I've cussed on the air in 25 years.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Right.
Not in life. Thank you, George.
Boy, it was so shocking.
Thank you for appreciating my passion.
Yeah, I do appreciate your passion. I love your passion. And your information.
I love your information. You know we don't have a lot of time.
All right, one more time.
That they're saying bad things about us on the Texas Tech message boards does not move my needle to make me want to say, wow, I better stop saying negative things about the Texas Tech football program, which hasn't won jack sh**. Sorry.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
We dumped it. We caught it in time.
Heavens.
Oh, my Lord.
Man.
What the heck?
You know, I appreciate your passion, but you know you can't say that word.
Goodness.
That's my first cussing in 25 years.
This was it.
That's how worked up that got me.
Well, I'm worried about you. You're shooting squirrels. You're cussing on the air. You're very violent these last 2 days.
Yeah, something's changed.
Yeah, 1P1 pointed out that since I bought my Daisy 880 Pro-Line BB gun dual action, that I've become a different person.
You have, man.
Maybe they're right.
Well, you are up for an e-break, along with the great Gordo and Big Danny. 888-787-1310. You get the vote. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, good morning. I have to vote for Junior Miller, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'll vote for Jordan, I guess.
Oh, Gordo? Okay.
No, I think that's a Danny vote.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for Gordo, and a shout-out to my still-living wife. Scoreboard.
Gosh, no, don't
dude.
Do that.
Don't
scoreboard do that. Those
guy.
People listen, don't. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is Davey there?
Oh, no.
Stoma Man Davey is not
Stoma
here.
Stoma Man, the guy that stopped Dave Lane in a Sears boys section about 30 years ago and wanted a hug.
Yeah, I just wanted a hug.
Yeah, I know, Stoma Man. Davey's not here right now, though.
How about a vote there, Stoma Man?
Well, I had a sucker stuck in the hole in my throat once, but I don't think it was the same guy that Dan Bayless was mentioning.
What? Did you understand all that?
He had a sucker stuck in a hole.
Yeah, sucker stuck in his...
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha.
It's a Danny vote. Thank you, Stoma Man.
He always doesn't want to talk to us.
No.
He always asks for Davey. He doesn't follow the station closely enough to know this is not when Davey works.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Ooh, my punt is on fire, too. Ooh.
What did he say? My
butt is on fire.
Oh. Okay, I dumped it just in case.
Can you get rid of it?
Yeah.
You sure we had enough time?
We're fine.
Okay, all right, we're good.
I hit it a couple times.
Yeah, that was me quoting somebody.
Yeah, that was Junior involved in bad sex talk. He was doing bad sexy talk.
That you embellish.
No, I didn't.
That is a truthful story.
Well, half of it is true.
Okay.
The girl did say to you, right?
Yes, but
ooh, my something is on fire. And you said,
I did not.
Mine too. No. Yes, you did. No. You did. You know it.
No.
How does that guy know that? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. It's E-Break Man here to take, here to use my powers to take votes and vote for Danny.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
Hey.
Hey,
guys.
Who's this?
It's me. Jamie Ben.
Oh, Jamie Ben.
God.
Yeah. We talk about a lot. So, shout out to Fugate and give me Gordo.
Okay. Huh. Thanks. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello.
No, it's Michelle Wee.
Yes, it is. And I must say, I'm so cold and so wet.
Just vote.
Please tell Jones to be gentle with all my body parts. I would like to vote.
Okay, go.
I vote for the one that starts with the letter C and rhymes with Hunt.
Oh, Gordon?
What? I don't understand that.
I guess that's a Danny vote.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hello. I'd like to vote for Gordo. And just to remind you, users, that go with the ticket, to get up your car park traffic.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
That's the same girl.
Do your parents know that you're listening to this station?
Stop it.
And I forgave you, Gordo.
Forgive me for what?
For bringing up my mother.
Oh, gosh. Gordon?
I was just remembering her.
Oh, wow.
Okay, just quit while you're way behind.
Do you like Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, I think every day should be Christmas for you. What do you think about that?
Thank you.
Oh, see there? The other guys don't want that to happen, but I do.
You have a good day today.
Because I appreciate
you. Stop calling this radio station talking to Gordon.
Well, don't tell her to stop calling.
Talking to you. Well, she can talk to us. It's not you.
Huh.
You seem to upset her.
No, I'm her favorite. She voted for me.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Chris?
Sports caller, you're on the air.
Orenthal from Lower Heaven.
Who is this? Orenthal from Lower Heaven?
Phone call. Coco
oh, phone
consult.
Call.
Coco consult departed soul of great chimpanzee Mo for this week's vote. Mo played great beer drinking, trouble causing monkey on NBC TV comedy BJ and Bear.
Okay, gosh.
Just vote.
Mo here with Coco now, and we vote for Morning 8. Wearing squirrel killing Junior.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Voice is given out there. Thank you.
Did no primate from in the world of entertainment go to heaven?
No. I guess not.
No.
It's every which way but lower. Loose orangutan. No. And now Mo. They're all in lower heaven.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, guys. It's Luca. I'd like to vote for Gordon. That E-Break is very special to me, and Coco is very big in Slovenia.
Okay, thanks, Luca. Not bad there, and we have ourselves a winner. Luca just put you over the top. Just gave you a nice assist there.
It's always such a circuitous route to a winner to this thing.
Let's hear.
Hello, sports caller. You are on the air.
I'd like to vote for Norm.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Well, what's your dad doing letting you listen to the ticket?
Or mom.
She's been listening with me every morning.
Dude, does the mommy know that you're letting your daughter listen to the ticket?
She she knows from heaven now. But yes, she knows.
Oh my gosh.
Way to go, Gordon. You did it again.
I most certainly express my condolences.
Sorry, buddy, and I'm glad the ticket can give you a little bit of comfort on a Friday morning.
She's a family.
She loves calling and get on every Friday. Their things.
Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thanks for the norm vote.
Certainly.
Gordon.
Every day should be Christmas for you.
Yes, it should be.
That's next week.
How many is that for the great Gordo?
78th win. He's 26 behind Norman. I left a note, Hitzkus.
Gosh.
That's a good note.
Man, you're unbelievable. Right,
Gordo.
What?
You're unbelievable. 78.
I'm more than made up for it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You more than did.
I covered over it pretty well. You could barely even notice that there was a hiccup in the show.
Yeah, barely.